USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've told you to do as quickly, as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that, and I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
Thousands of people are still not inside their homes after Hurricane Laura hit Louisiana.
As of this morning across the state, we had 11,679 people being sheltered. That is obviously primarily happening in New Orleans at 37 different hotels.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt is brushing off calls made by Washington, D.C. officials to target the city's landmark monuments that may have ties to the nation's history of racial oppression or slavery. Bernhardt telling Fox News,
be removing or renaming the Washington Monument or the Jefferson Memorial. None of that is going to happen. It's just simply nutty. Each of these great individuals did great things. No one is saying that each of these individuals was a perfect human being. Each monument was carefully deliberated upon, carefully placed on our nation's mall. And if you walk into it and you see the preamble to the Declaration of Independence and other great things, I think that gives you a great sense of what American exceptionalism
is about.
Changes are happening at a military base in Texas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
In Texas, Fort Hood's commander has been formally removed, but an earlier plan to transfer him to Fort Bliss has now been canceled by the military. General Scott Eflint has been in charge through a string of soldier deaths at Hood and accusations that sexual assaults were swept under the rug. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the Defense Appropriations Panel and says the move by the Pentagon sends a strong message.
I mean, I support the military, but I hope there's other repercussions, because I don't think it was an isolated situation with a commander.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.